Time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
Well, Dr. Scott Oliver, how many times do you see people rubbing their eyes and your eyes start rolling?
Oh, yeah, every day. One of the things that happens when you rub your eyes, the reason you rub your eyes is maybe they itch. Maybe you feel like you got something in your eye. If they itch when you rub it, it tends to make it worse. If you have something in your eye and you rub it, you actually grind that foreign body into your eye more and make even more damage.
So when somebody gets something in their eye, if you're not supposed to rub it, what the heck should you do?
Best thing to do is to just do normal blinks. And if you can find some saline or have some saline at home, and just irrigate your eye, just squirt the saline in your eye so you can try to dislodge it. If you can't dislodge it, it stays in there, then you need to be seen. And we can remove whatever's in there.
Bottom line is if you start blinking, you're going to create some tearing motion, and that maybe might flush it out.
Right. Whenever you get something in your eye, it's a foreign body, and the body doesn't want something foreign in it, and it tries to get it out by creating mucus, more tears, more oils, and try to throw it out of the eye.
So the bottom line of rubbing your eye is it is not a smart thing to do, because you could take something that's a simple issue and turn it into something that is much worse.
Exactly.
Well, Dr. Scott Oliver, I hope we don't see a lot of people rubbing their eyes, and thank you.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.